Welcome back. This is our third part in our three-part series on increasing revenue. So today we're going to talk about increasing customers. So we've talked about a couple other ways that you can increase your revenue. We're finally going to tackle increasing customers. So you're not going to want to miss this. Stick around. Okay, we've talked about different ways to increase revenue. The first being charging more. So charging more for your customers is definitely a way to increase revenue. And we went over how you can go about doing that in the first part of this series. In the second part, we talked about increasing the frequency with which customers purchase from you. We went over a few ways you can do that as well. So check out part two if you didn't already hear that. And for this last part, we're going to talk about increasing customers. So we're going to increase the number of customers you have. And we're going to go over a couple of ways you can do that. Most obviously, the first way is to what? Advertise. Okay, so we're going to go into advertising just a little bit and some things to consider before you jump into paying for advertising. So there are multiple ways to advertise, and we're going to touch on a couple of those ways, one of which paying for ads. So if you're considering paying for ads and you're trying to decide on which platform you want to pay for them, you need to consider who your market is and where they're possibly going to find you. So it depends on what your product is or your service is, and then where your customers hang out. That should be your primary concern. Where do they spend their time? And where they're spending their time is where you want to be, so that they can recognize you when it's time for them to buy whatever it is you're selling. So for instance, there's a couple of different platforms. Some of the biggest ones right now are Facebook, so using social media, and other social media platforms, obviously, of course. But social media is one where if your customer base is spending a lot of time on any particular social media site, then that's where you want to run ads. So if you're going to pay for ads, you want to pay for ads that are where they are, so that they will see your brand, your business, and connect with it long before they ever decide to make a purchase. And advertising, if you're going to pay for ads and post them out there, do not think you're going to say, hey, here's my deal, here's my special thing, and then just come and buy it from me. Advertising is a lot more nuanced than that. First and foremost, people need to know and recognize and trust you before they ever make a decision to purchase from you. So your advertising probably needs to be before you need to sell the product. So you need to be advertising, getting your name and your mission statement out there, getting out your brand, getting out your purpose, getting out your meaning, your personality, letting people know and recognize you, seeing you over and over and over to where they go, oh my gosh, I know this person. They stand for this, or this is what they do. They may not know what you sell, and it doesn't matter. They need to trust you first, and then it really doesn't matter what you're selling. If they trust you or they believe in you, they like you, they will purchase from you. Regardless of what it is, if they need that product or service and you're offering it, they will buy it from you. This becomes extraordinarily obvious with influencers. So the idea of an influencer is somebody that people like, know, trust, watch, listen to, laugh at, whatever the case may be. They connect with them on an interpersonal level without realistically knowing them. They feel like they know them through the avenue of social media. So just the constant bombardment of them being in their virtual presence over time makes them feel like they recognize them and they know them. Once they know them, they feel like they can trust them. Once they feel like they can trust them, then whatever it is, they make an offer. Hey, you guys, make sure you buy this, or hey, check out this when you're in the market if you're looking for this. So you need to be putting your name, face, and brand out to people before you ever try to sell to them. So don't just think, oh, I'm going to run an ad of 20% off. People are going to say 20% off of who cares? Like, they're not going to care what 20% off. You can run a 50% off sale. If the customers don't care who you are, then they're not going to care what you're selling. They're not going to care about that. So if you're going to create a brand and you want to sell to customers and you want to increase those customers, then you need to sell your brand first. You need to sell who you are first and then sell what you're selling. So you can get new customers, but you're going to do that after they've already decided they like your brand. Okay, so another way to, another place to spend money on ads is Google. So you can just go directly into search engines and then start posting your ads there. Now, one of the beauties of doing it that way is there are people who are ready to make a purchase. And if they're ready to make a purchase and they're ready to buy, and there's like, you know what, this is what I want to find this, they may put into Google where to buy or what to buy, putting in the specific item that they're looking for sale or on discount or whatever the case may be. They're putting that product or service into Google looking to make that purchase, at which point you probably could run an ad for just that product and a 10% off or a 20% off, whatever your special or your deal is on that particular thing. So if that's the target keyword you're going after, if someone is saying, I want to buy a so-and-so or looking for such-and-so service in so-and-so town, you can buy that key phrase, and then the customers that are actually looking up that key phrase, you know, are most likely potential buyers, or at least very close to being potential buyers that are checking on the deal in order to buy. So if you're going to advertise directly on Google, you're probably going to want to go after specific buying keywords. And if you're just trying to increase your customers with social media advertising, you're going to want to target brand recognition. So yes, there are people that are on social media that are looking to buy, but most likely they're not going to Facebook or TikTok or Instagram or Twitter and saying, oh, where to buy this? Like, they're not looking to purchase something. Now, it does make sense to advertise on there so that they have brand recognition, so that when you do run an ad on Google, when they're looking to purchase that product, they go, oh my gosh, I love this company. And then boop, when they recognize your company as advertising that product or service, then they will buy it. All right, so that's how you run advertising that's paid advertising. Now, how do you create non-paid advertising or additionally or specially paid for advertising? Okay, so you can go to the influencers that are on the social media page or on the social media platform that you're looking for, and you can have them endorse your product. So you can pay them either with product or with product plus money or plus a percentage or an affiliate link. So you can spread those advertising dollars and then target specific people that you want to target. So if your customer base, you know, oh man, my whole customer base, they're all following this one particular influencer. If that's the case, go reach out to that influencer and then offer them a deal for an affiliate link so that when their customer, they'll promote you, and then every time anyone that they promoted makes a purchase, boop, they get an extra little kickback. So that's a way to spread that advertising dollar out over the long run, and then it's pay to play. So you're actually paying for the business that's come to you that you've actually gotten. So it's a little bit different way of paying for advertising, but it might be smart depending on your customer base and where they spend their time. Okay, another thing to consider on differently or alternatively paid advertising is customer reviews. So customer reviews are humongous. So if somebody is considering purchasing from you and they're like, oh man, I don't know, I haven't heard much about this company, I'm not really sure, you need to have customer reviews or testimonials from other people that have purchased your product or service. Now, if you can get them to do those testimonials on their own social media pages or on their own sites, oh my goodness, you cannot even buy that kind of amazing advertising. However, if they do it on yours, and they give you those reviews or those testimonials, put those together, package them up really nicely, especially if you can get photos. Photos are just, they say a picture's worth 1,000 words, and it is. So put the photos of those happy customers smiling, showing thumbs up, number one, okay, whatever it is. Get those people smiling who have purchased your product or service and their quote of saying, yeah, I'm so pleased with the whatever, you know, post all of that and put it on your website, put it on your sales page, put it on your advertising that's going out. So make sure people see how happy other customers are that have purchased from you. That is a way to advertise the success of your product or service without actually paying other people to do it. All right, so word of mouth advertising is enormous and it is extraordinarily valuable. In fact, if you're considering going to a restaurant, let me run this by you. If you're considering going to a new restaurant, man, I want to go to a new restaurant. You know, we want to check out some place that's different. We're kind of tired of going to the same places over and over and over and over. Do you jump onto Google and go, what's the nearest restaurant near me? Okay, well, let's just take a chance. Let's just go there. Or do you jump onto a service like Yelp? Right? You jump onto somewhere like Yelp, you read the reviews, and you see what other people have had as an experience at that restaurant. Maybe what they've eaten, maybe pictures of what they've had, pictures of different products that they sell at that restaurant. However, if you've heard from a friend or family, oh my gosh, if you guys haven't tried this new restaurant, you have to go there. And they have the most amazing whatever, right? Once they tell you, where you should go, what you should try, the likelihood of you going increases dramatically as compared to you just trying to miscellaneously find it happenstance, just finding a place. So if you're actually told by someone to go and check it out, go give it a shot, go give it a try, the likelihood is that you will in fact go and do that. So that kind of word of mouth advertising is immensely valuable. So be sure, guess what? Be sure to ask your current customers to talk about you, to talk you up, to tell their friends. You've probably heard of people giving away incentives for their happy customers to spread the word, right? So, hey, you know what? For every customer, every additional customer you send to me, I'll give you $10. Okay, that's good, but also not great. So you do need to incentivize your current customers to spread the word. However, if you tell them, hey, if for every person that you send to me, I'm going to give you this monetary number back, then it creates kind of a dirty, it kind of makes them explaining it to their best friend or their whoever they might have mentioned it to, and it makes it... It kind of muddies the water because now they feel like, well, I'm telling you because I actually do like it, but at the same time, like I'm going to get paid for doing that. So it kind of takes away their intrinsic motivation to spread the word and it makes it more extrinsic. So it takes away the joy of them explaining it. So rather than offering people a monetary value, what you should do instead of that is just simply ask them and give them your gratitude for spreading the word. Please do if you're happy with what you've heard, with whatever my product or service is. If you're happy with the service or the product you've gotten from me and you've received from me, please do spread the word. Let your friends know that anybody else that might be interested in my product or service, it would mean a lot to us as a company because we don't spend advertising dollars to the major corporations to try and spread the word. We just simply ask our happy customers if they are in fact happy to spread that happiness and allow that happiness to spread. So share your experience with our company, with your friends. We would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And then when they come in again and someone else says, oh, hey, my friend so-and-so told me about this, you can say, oh, who was it? Get their name and then give them a little thank you after the fact. Now, if they get a thank you after the fact, that makes them really excited to want to do it again versus giving them or telling them before they say anything, hey, if you do it, I'll give you this, whatever the case may be. So believe it or not, you can say, oh, I'll give you $100 for every customer you send. Or they come in after the fact and you tell them, hey, you know what? the drinks are on me this time. So instead of charging them for their sandwich and their drinks, maybe you say, you know what, it's free drinks this time. I'm giving you guys your drinks, no charge. I just really appreciate the fact that you've gone out of your way to tell your friends about us. That goes so much further than just giving them a small monetary reward or even a big monetary reward. If you give them a thank you, people really like to be appreciated. So you like to be appreciated as a company when you do good work. And customers like to be appreciated when they've gone out of their way to tell people about your good work. Okay, so that's what I've got for you today. That is how I'm going to tell you to increase your customers, is to advertise and do it either through the normal paid version or do it through alternative pay versions or do it through no pay versions. So you can do it by just simply asking people. So that's what we've got today. That's all I've got for you today. I do thank you for listening. And if you have received any value from anything I have said here today, please do spread the word. I am looking for additional people that I can help. And if after listening you are left with any questions or anything else you would like to hear me go over, please do jump onto the Facebook group, Grow an Online Business. That is where we talk about what you can do to grow an online business for yourself. So we will go over all the tips, techniques, and advice you need to grow that online business for yourself. I hope to see you there. Thanks again.